Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, I love that little commercial that my friend did when we had an ad on her radio, on the place that she, you know, did radio stuff with. And, it's really, really great. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as StarsCast. And everybody wants to know why stars, everything is stars with a Z. Well, because I started off as an astrologer. And I needed a name. When I started with AOL, I worked in something called Crystal Ball. And it was very popular. It was before all of the internet exploded and all that kind of stuff. There was only AOL, internet, the browser, you know, and we just, you know, now you have Firefox and you have Edge and all this other kind of stuff. Nah, not like that then. But anyways, that's how it came to be. And so my then webmaster liked stars. You know, and I wanted something unique, so I chose the Z. And he said, I think we should just get everything that we can. And so we have. I mean, I have a lot of domains with it, and I will keep them. That's so nobody else can take them. But anyways, it's been wonderful. And, you know, Stars is going to be 10 years old on September 12th, believe it or not. Everybody's going through a rough time right now. I get that. I know that. But we're still here. And we're hanging in, just like all of you out there. And, of course, Mystic Living Today, that soon, in about 5 days, I'll be sending out all my reminders, and then things will start coming in without me even reminding people, because I have a lot of featured writers that do every month. I can count on them. It's really wonderful. So without further ado, I have a guest here that this is Friday the 13th, right? When we were just laughing about that, because I mean, I did this. I wanted it just before her latest book is coming out. I didn't really think about the date as much as I did when I was sitting here waiting for her to come on. So anyways, I want to welcome Nikki Vandekar. How are you, Nikki?
Hi, I'm great. It's good to be here.
Oh, yes, and it's I mean, this lady, I mean, I'm just going to give you a little rundown here, has written so many books. Her latest is The Witchy Homestead, Spells, Rituals, and Remedies for Creating Magic at Home. That's coming out shortly, in about 4 days, I guess. And then you did one on the chakras. Then you did the Junior Astrologers. You did the Junior Witches Handbook, Calming Magic, Magical Meditation. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. And was this your first one, Serenity? Serenity? Was that your
Serenity?
First one?
Serenity? Yeah, but yeah. With a knit in there. Yeah. No, not quite. My first book ever was called What to Knit When You're Expecting. So it was a collection.
Oh, yeah, I see that one. I see that. Yes,
yeah,
okay,
baby
I see that.
Patterns. So yes, I started off in kind of the crafting part of it. And, you know, anybody who's familiar with my books will note that there's always a lot of doing and making things. So I never really left that behind.
No.
But then as I left writing knitting patterns and not doing that as much, I started, you know, just sort of bringing my magical practice into my makings, I guess is how I would say it.
Yeah, and you've really, I mean, I was telling Nikki before the show that I have the Junior Astrologers Handbook, I have the Witchy Homestead book, and I have the Astrology Journal. They're really, you know, they're not really thick. There's illustrations, there's how to do and all of that in there. But I guess your latest one is the Witchy's Homestead, right?
Mm-hmm. That's more about just kind of creating magic in the home. It, you know, when we think of a homestead, we think of like a farm or fields and stuff, and we don't,
exactly.
You know, that's not available to everybody.
No, that's true.
So,
and that's what a homestead to many is, a homestead. That's what they used to call where you lived.
Exactly.
I mean, you had a farm and a home. So that was a pretty practical word that it was called. But now, so this craft thing that you do, now this practical magic stuff that you do, explain some of that. I mean, some people are probably thinking when they listen, oh, is she one of these black witches and blah, blah, blah. No, you're not. I looked at all your stuff here. You are, I mean, everybody needs to know there's the white and then there's the black. But then there's, you have nothing evil about you. There, some of them can be very evil and try to practice that, but that's not you at all. That's not you at all.
No, well, and, you know, I think that I think it's all about intention. So, you know, I don't subscribe necessarily to the idea that there's like white magic or black magic. I think that there's power in the world, and it just has to do with, you know, are we using it for good or harm?
That's right.
So,
you know, I had hired a man quite a few years ago from Salem, Massachusetts, right? From Salem.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
No, he wasn't cool.
No.
I ended up firing him. He was all that, and he thought, and had a bag of chips. You know what I'm saying? He just thought he was just the razzmatazz. And he told one of the clients about a parent dying. Well, when you have a site like mine, that's a no-no. You don't ever do that. You just cannot, because there's a lot of liability there. I mean, if you want to do that one-on-one and say, well, I see darkness or whatever, that's all in good. But when you do it on my site, you are representing me and my site. And so I had to tell him about that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I just think that's pretty dumb. And I said, really? I said, well, these are my rules. Well, he proceeded to tell me, listen to this. He said, well, you know what I'm going to do to you. And I said, no, tell me what you're going to do to me. Oh, I mean, if I could have stood up 10 feet tall, I would have. I said, no, tell me what you're going to do. He says, well, I'm just going to do some things that are going to harm you. And I said, well, now I'm going to tell you something. I said, I am of the purest white light. You will never touch me. I mean, him and I had this little, we sparred back and forth. I said, I'll have all the archangels in front of me, and I'll have everything that I know. Well, of course, he didn't do anything. He was just evil. That's all I'm telling you. He was evil. And when
like...
I talked to him, he didn't even sound nice. He was just, I mean, he thought it was awful that I critiqued him. I said, well, you know, that's how I run the place.
That's life,
It's my rules, my show. And so I've never encountered anybody like him. And, you know, I heard him because I thought he would be an asset. But, see, there are those out there, not you, but there are those out there, like you were saying, that do it for harm. They don't do it for the good. And that's wrong. That's totally wrong. Totally. I don't know how you can live with yourself if you want to cast something on somebody and make them, you know, I mean, I don't know. Anyways, that was the only encounter I ever had. And then I have lovely you on my show. So sweet, energetic, very, I can tell you're just very light. There's light around you. You're just the sweetest lady, I can tell. How did you get all these books out? And I should really start at the beginning. How did you get into the writing, I like to call it arena? How did you get into this? How did you start way back when?
Well, so I actually, you know, in addition to my practice, I'm an editor. I worked in the publishing industry a little bit. So that kind of helped me out. So I've been writing these knitting books, and my editor for them you know, just checked in with me because she knows that I know a bunch of writers and things. And she goes, hey, I don't know, do you know anybody who'd be interested in writing a book about, you know, magic and various things? And I said, I would.
And oh, I know somebody.
Happen to know someone. And that that book ended up being Practical Magic, and it just kind of started the whole thing off.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was so lucky.
Now, are you ever asked to do special things for people that people say, well, you know, I'm struggling and, you know, can you do something? Do you ever ask in your personal now, not to do with your books? Anybody ever ask you to do things like that?
I have cast, you know, spells of protection or well-being or healing for friends and family.
Okay.
As part of, you know, but for the most part, my practice is very just kind of organic to my life, if that makes sense.
Right.
I will cast spells from time to time for like certain, you know, moments, but for most of the time I'm, you know, you'll see in Witchy Homestead, I have like recipes or self-care, you know, products like making your own balms or lotions and things, and that's just something that I do. Like, I made shampoo the other day, and I just did it as, like, while I was making dinner, I also put on some shampoo, and I did the dishes, and that was, you know, all of that is infused with my intentions for healing and support of my family and our life together, so it's just kind of a constant spell, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no. It does make a lot of sense. It really, really does. You know, I'm kind of perusing your site here a little bit, and I see this, the knitting needles and all that, and I think, well, I'm hoping most of us always, we all tried it. I did. I tried crochet, cross-stitch, counted cross-stitch. I just loved every bit of that. I really, really did. It was exciting to do, and I'm so busy right now. And sometimes, you know, I'll look at stuff that I have, and I like my cross stitch, and I could do it, but I'm so busy with trying to get business for my stars, and then the magazine takes like 4 days of my life a month, and not that it's bad, it's a good thing. But then I look at this huge bag, Nikki, that I have in my closet with all this stuff, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I would really like to do that again. Maybe one day.
Lately, I've been doing most of my knitting or horse thread magic while in the evening. So my daughter and I are a little bit obsessed with this podcast. And it's very much like I imagine things used to be like in the 1940s or something. We sit on the couch and we turn on the podcast and we just listen. And she sometimes is just laying back with like a an eye pillow over her eyes, and I'm there knitting, and we just kind of listen to a radio story. It's really fun.
Yeah, you get in a zone, don't you? That
yeah, exactly. And you
feel
the
true.
Whole thing.
You can do that. I mean, a lot of people. I can just sit on my couch with my cat. I mean, if I'm there, I mean he's there, and I mean there's something nurturing about him, and he's just he owns me, let's put it that way. He's a Maine Coon, and he's the boss, and you belong to me, and nobody should come here and take their shoes off because they're not staying, and that's how he is. I mean, he is the boss, and he's big. So I sit there, and I just get this wonderful feeling with him, and I get into a zone really quick, but I use it for I don't even know that I meditate. I just sit there, and I don't even think. I try
that's
not
meditation.
To...
That's fantastic.
I try not to let the outside world come in because, you know, it can be very stressful. I mean, it really can, and now it can be. And look, we're back in the mix of it again, and I know it's mandatory to wear masks in Hawaii, correct? That's where she's at. That's sweet Hawaii. It's a good feeling because I almost like get into a zone, and then all of a sudden I'm back, and I can get up and feel really good about a lot of things, when before that I was probably thinking, oh, what do we do about this and what do we do about that? You know, getting stressed, getting worrisome and all of that. But meditation is really, really good if you can calm yourself down like I can. I mean, I just have to sit down with my cat and I'm gone.
You have, yeah, well, he's there to provide that for you, and that's fantastic. And I think knitting does that for a lot of people. I have a really hard time meditating, like just meditating, like just sitting and turning off my brain, because I have a lot of problems with anxiety. And
oh, okay,
so I
yeah.
have to come up with like breathing practices to focus on to
yes.
get me into it, you know, that kind of thing. Can, like, I can't just like drop in like I know some practitioners can.
Yeah.
It takes me kind of a while, so I have to set aside some time.
So you can't do what I do.
No, no. And I have a cat, but she is not willing to just kind of she would prefer
my
if
cat,
my attention was on her.
Well, you know, Maine Coons attach themselves to one person, and because they're a big cat,
Coon.
And that's the way they are.
Oh.
So, you know,
yeah.
what he just did to me before the show began, he came in and he sat by me and he looked at me like, well, I know
yeah.
what well meant. He didn't say it, but it's time to give me my food. So I
yeah.
thought, oh, my God, if I don't, he's going to be pestering me. So that's what I did. I just had to give him his food. You know what I mean? That's
it's
just,
food time. Yep.
They know timing. They know all of that. And I think, I mean, he chose me. I didn't choose him. But for the most part, I mean, he's demanding. Cats are demanding. And when I think of it, just think of this. The big cats out there in Africa, they're demanding too, especially the males. They demand. They are the boss. Don't mess with me, you know?
Yeah.
Right
absolutely.
Now he's up in his basket sitting on top of the refrigerator because he's happy now he had his food. Otherwise, he'd be following me around, almost nipping at my ankles. If I don't, he doesn't like me to walk around with a phone either. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. When my daughter was first born, my cat, who's older than her, was really concerned when she would be crying. I would be, you know,
oh.
little. So she would cry in the night, and I would be holding her and rocking her and, you know, just trying to get her to sleep. And my cat, Maud, would be, like, rubbing up against my ankles and nipping at them, being like, make her better. Like, I can't. She's just sad right now.
They really do communicate. People think, oh, they're just, you know, but they do. I mean, I guess if you let them and if you're close enough to them, he doesn't even like my son. And my son's been coming over here since he's been here, since the cat's been here. But he doesn't like my son either. He'll
like
hiss
you.
At him sometimes. He'll hiss at my granddaughter, my daughter-in-law. He's getting a little better, but my goodness, I mean, he's, let's see, how old is he? He is 10 years old. So I think he should get adjusted soon, don't you?
I think he's set in his ways.
I think he's set in his ways, and that's it. And anyways, okay, well, let's talk about, okay, so did you just sit down and decided to write? I'm looking on your site, and you do. You can be available for all kinds of things. I mean, you can be an editor. You can be a ghostwriter, and I don't know if people know what that is. That means a ghostwriter is like, say, like for myself, we'll use me. Say I couldn't really write something, then I would hire you to write it, but it would be under my name. That's ghostwriting.
Yeah. Sort of.
You know,
I mean, because it would always be your thing. The way that I do it is I basically, like, interview you and get your story and write it down in your words, and it just takes some of the pressure off you.
Oh, it does. And it can't, you know, I have a fairy tale. My granddaughter and I started it. Most of it is, it's just all mine, but it's, and I think to it, she wants to do the illustration. She's really good at it. But she's 17. She's going to be a senior in high school, so it's getting to be a little difficult to get her to sit with me. So I'm just writing away, and then I'm going to give it to her and let her come up with the ideas of what the drawing should be.
Cool.
Yeah, but
amazing.
It is a fairy tale. But it's it's real. You want to look
yeah.
at it. It's real. It's come from within. All of it is from within, and it's about me and a gentleman. I mean, it's a really sweet love story, but everybody could
mm-hmm.
understand it because I always use this quote, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And that's
mm-hmm.
what this is about. And I don't know if I'm going to call it that. I have no idea because I want to relay that message. And that's what it's going to be. Now, your books, when you start to do a book, do you want to relay something to the reader? Do you want to get something out there so they get something from the book? Well, let's take your latest book, this last one. You know, you've got this, of course, you've got, and it's amazing. I mean, this book I have beside me at night, it's on my dresser. I don't know why I chose it. It's just there. I mean, there's something about it that, and it's not just the cover, because I like the cover of the other
ones. Very pretty.
Well, it is very pretty. It's very soothing. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I just
yeah.
told myself what it is. It's soothing. But the other ones are good, too. You have this journal. They're just so impressive. And you're so talented. Oh, my goodness. But anyways, okay, so this book here, how long did it take you to write it?
Well, as you said, it's not very long. You know, it's not that text heavy. There are a lot of gorgeous illustrations by Zoe Ingram, and so it's a very pretty book. It's a pleasing reading experience. So it doesn't take me, that long. It probably takes me about 3 months to write, I would say.
Well, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all. And, then there's the whole, my publisher kind of takes it from there, and they, do the beautiful design and get the illustrations and all of that together. And, I want all of my books to be of some form of service in the world. I want them to, support the reader in some way. So this one I wrote it during, during the pandemic when we were all sort of stuck at home. And I thought about how lucky I was and how grateful, I am for the space that I have. I am very lucky. We live in Hawaii. We have some outdoor space. We have plants all around us. And so what I wanted to do was kind of help other people make their own space feel like a sanctuary. Feel like once we can go out and about again all the time, you still want to be able to come home to somewhere that feels
oh, yeah.
safe and soothing and calming. I mean, that's just the most important thing.
It really, really is. And you have a selected book list, too, here. And the first one is Alzheimer's. That's my husband died of that. And it attracted me.
Yeah.
It was 9 years ago. And he was a very strong personality, and this people that are listening will understand this. And if they want to read this book that you have selected, it's not yours, but it probably says a lot about what I went through. Everybody is different. He was a teacher, but he had this angry side to him. Well, the neurologist said they either come out, or they'll be really calm and docile.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll go the other way. Well, he went the other way. And I kept him home, but it was very difficult. And I'm telling everybody there, a man told me that was on my show, he said, you should write about this. I said, I don't want to go back there. I mean, he tried to hurt me every single day. He tried to kill me every day. So it was not a pleasant thing to relive the whole thing again.
No.
However, I'd be happy to talk to people about it. But I had angels around me. I had Jesus with me. I never got hurt.
Yeah.
So that's that first book. Now, all of these are very, very good, but I want to keep talking about yours. This is about you, but
yeah.
I keep perusing your site here. Okay, we're going to go to your books. Go to your books here. Okay. Let's go to, The Chakras. Now, that's coming out in September, right?
Yeah. It's just a wee little book. That one was really fun. It's just a small little mini book, and it's just kind of a little overview of the chakras and how to kind of align them. I feel like a lot of my practice comes back to the chakras always. You know, they just sort of, everything kind of grows from there, although I don't think I talk about them in Witchy Homestead, but I might.
Yeah, but, you know, but you're really, really right. That, to me, that's like your power sources. It's like your, you know, somebody said to me that we talked about those. They said, everything from me is from my heart. And that's probably very true. I've always been of service, but I feel everything. And, oh, yeah,
yeah.
I'm an empath, sure. But that can be difficult. Are you that way, too? I mean, you have to be an empath as well.
Yeah,
sure,
it's true, and I actually have to, so this is an important thing that I talk about with the chakras, is just how it's important to, I think particularly if you're very empathetic, to keep them not, they shouldn't be wide open. They have, like, you can't have all of your chakras, like, spinning open and just all over the place, because the world is not that safe. And
no, and
we
you
have
absorb
to
this,
take
don't
care
you?
Of
I mean,
ourselves.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, I learned about them when I first started into the field years and years ago, but then, you know, some knew about it, but now it's the thing. I mean, everybody knows about them. Everybody writes about them. So, like, say for me, we'll use me as an example. I'm an empath, a super empath. I mean, I have difficulty. So I probably keep myself open too much. I'm sure I do. I you know, I meditate. I talk to God. I talk to Jesus every day, the poor ones that have to listen to me. Because sometimes it's not always so nice. I mean, I sometimes I think I do a dissertation. I mean, I know I do. That sounds awful. How could you do that, Natalie? And I said, because I get to the point where I say, now look, that was a real blunder that just happened.
Sure.
Do you see what happened here? You know, I do that all the time. But then I laugh, you know. So, but I think, I don't know, maybe I'm too open. You might be right. I'm probably just open to the wind, whatever comes my way. I absorb it, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
what do you think?
The way I think that, you know, for me, if the heart chakra is kind of, you know, it's sort of the center of all of them, and I think that it's the one that's kind of responsible for keeping all the other chakras in balance, and as we move up from the root chakra, it becomes, like, less and less about us, and I think that, you know, as you get to the heart chakra, it's about your own heart, but also what you share with others, and then throat is speaking to others, third eye is other people's experience, and then crown chakra is, like, as you say, you know, the angels and all the something more that are beyond our, you know, more grounded experience. And those feel so tempting, you know, particularly for those of us who are, you know, trying to live a more witchy life. You want to just kind of be in the airy, giving ones all the time, but I think it's so important to keep grounded in your root chakra and your the solar plexus chakra of your own, like, personal power and integrity, I think, is really important. And I think that they are, even though it's so tempting to think of, like, ooh, the crown chakra is, like, the most important, they're all important, and we have to have them all in balance in order to
be healthy
and observant.
If you're putting out, or absorbing, I should say, too much in one area, probably like I do. I mean, you can walk around very sad because you can't, like for me, you know, you cannot fix it all. I mean, I am an animal activist. I see these little baby calves and pigs and, you know, I see all of these animals on Instagram, and my heart, I just want to grab them all and protect them. And, you know, like, I have 5 deer that come to my back of my house, and I feed them at night. I haven't yet to have them come too close to me. My son said, you should probably put some food out during the day. I bet they would. I mean, I just love them. I mean, I kind of go to the extreme. So sometimes I can't look at those things because it just tears at me. It just breaks my heart. Like, how could people do this? How can people do this? I could never hurt anything like that. because it's always been that way, Nikki. I mean, it's just been brought to the fore more with like places like YouTube and Instagram and all of that.
Yeah.
So I have to periodically, probably more often than I don't, is back away from it. Because it takes a little bit of me, I think, every time that I get so upset and worrisome. And, I mean, you know, give me a magic wand. I'll fix it all. It's easy. You know, I can do it. My granddaughter thinks I can do everything. Anything and everything, she said. She says, you can do anything, Graham. And I said, I can't. I can't swim and I can't ice skate. That's a little joke. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know how to control that. I guess I control it by not looking at them. And, I mean,
sometimes,
I'm just right in there, right on the farm. I'm right there. I mean, it's awful. If I ever went to a place like that, I always wanted to go to Africa. The only bad part would be is that I want to take a lot of them home, and I couldn't do that. I'd have to leave them, and that would probably break my heart. So maybe that's why the universe has said, no, we're not going to send you there. Because it won't be good for you. I don't have a farm. I mean, can you imagine? I'm giraffes and lions and tigers and bears and all of these things roaming my farm. But you know, that's how I am. I've always been like that. I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was really young, and then I thought, no, when they're hurting and that, you have to put them to sleep, and that would be tough.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
That'd anyways, I mean, what is somebody like myself, what do? I need to get your book, the next one that you did on the chakras, because I think it's going to be important for me. I bet you there's some messages for me in there. I really believe that.
Yeah, you might want to do some grounding practices. But I think what you're talking about with looking away and, because you don't have to be letting everything in all the time. You know, what the world is doing right now, and there's so much, you know, worry and concern. I mean, I think we should all be aware. I don't think we should, you know, not pay attention to what's going on in the world.
No, you're
I think
right.
That
you're right.
That's dangerous. But I also think that there's we don't have to be, like, checking every alert and every, you know, Twitter thing, you know, what horrible thing has happened right now.
No.
You know, we don't have to do that. There's a way to be, you know, responsible, I guess, about our news consumption, like personally responsible.
Yeah.
And, you know, read it, know what's going on, make informed choices, and then also put it down. And
you know, I don't even watch the news anymore on TV because it was upsetting.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I
don't watch it on TV either. I check the newspaper in the morning, and that's kind of about it.
Yeah, I check on my phone, you know, the breaking news or something. That's it. I don't dwell, and I don't go back to it.
Yep.
Because first of all, and people that are listening, you can't do a thing about it.
Yeah.
All it's going to do is going to upset you one way or another, or make you feel good, or make you feel sad, or whatever. But you have to realize you are not in control of that.
No, you can't control what other people do.
Yeah, right, and what other people do. And you just, and see, that's where this comes in, and that's where the belief system is, probably with you, it has to be, is that you just have to believe it will all be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, and don't try to fix it. Don't, like me, don't say, well, oh, I can do this. And, I mean, I probably could have been in politics, but somebody probably would shoot me because I have a big mouth, but I can be shy. But you know what I'm saying? I probably would irritate a lot of people because I have strong beliefs. So, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing, but we can't change anything. We don't have the ability to change it. All
we
can do is
can
hope
make
that the right thing is
changes,
done.
Though.
Pardon me?
We can make,
what?
We can make such powerful changes just on a more micro level. Like, you can have an enormous impact on your granddaughter, on your listeners, right? And so it's not about, like...
Absolutely.
Just accepting what
you
power
know,
you have
and
embracing
before.
It.
Somebody told me that before, that I am food for the world.
Yeah.
I've been doing this since STARS began, so it's going to be, we'll be 10 years in February. I've done a radio show. But, you know, I've got all different walks of life, all different kinds of people. I have people like yourself. They get to learn all the beautiful people that are on my show. They get to learn about it, and they learn about your site. And I enjoy it so much. It's a passion. I really, really do. I don't ever dread doing a show. Like, oh God, I got to do this show. No, I love it. I look forward to it.
It's
my hour
with
somebody like yourself. That's a beautiful person inside and out, and I know you are. And you have all of this creativity, all of these beautiful books that you've done. So let's go back to this. Now, I want to mention your site. It is Nikki Vandekar, N-I-K-K-I-V, like in Victor, A-N-D-E-C-A-R. So that's N-I-K-K-I-V-A-N-D-E-C-A-R.com, where she's got everything. I mean, she's got everything that she has about her, freelance writing, crafting, you name it, it's there. And you have your own blog, right?
Yeah, I don't update it that often, but so if for mostly what's going on in my day-to-day life, that I'm more active on Instagram, but Instagram's just pretty pictures. I love it.
Well, it really, really is, and you can see what I put on there. Those are called quilts, quilt cards, but I have a lady who chooses them, and like today it's the it's the circus. It's the fair. Not the circus, the fair, the state fair. But I added words to it because I'll sit there and you look at it, it's like cotton candy today. I mean, it's like makes you feel, I said, it's going to make you smile. That was my first line. This is going to make you smile because you're going to think back of when you were young and you went to the state fair, all the things that you could do, cotton candy and all that kind of stuff. So she does these keywords for me, but then I always gear them to my Instagram followers and those who are not following me because I look to see where the most hits are, and that's what I do, and I add whatever it is. So it doesn't mean they're going to follow me. I just want them to see what I've done. They don't have to follow me. They can just enjoy, you know. Like yesterday was World Elephant Day. I had a picture of that was given to me by a photographer, and him and I are in communication, and I always ask his permission. He says, you don't have to ask me to put this up there. You did articles of me in your magazine. I said, no, I want to make sure you know so you're not surprised, you know. And he says, oh, my God, Natalie. but things like that, you know, I like to look at pictures. I don't necessarily read the comments, but I will read, like, your stuff. I will read what you post. I will do that.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you're following me, too. It makes you feel good when your authors feel that of you, that they want to, I mean, oh, yeah, it's stars, psychics, and sometimes people say, oh, geez, you know, but I have a Mystic Living Today one, too, and I'll follow you from that one. Candy does most of that. She's the gal who does the show page and all of that for me, and I have to thank her because she does a fantastic job. But you know, I like Instagram, too. I just really love it. I met a really good friend there. I have a lady in Germany. She sent me some stuff, and she writes a monthly column. I'd like you to write for my magazine. I will be contacting you.
That's very interesting.
Yes. Well, you could end up doing your own column if you want. I mean, and I put in, you know, I put the link to the radio show. I'll send all of that to you in email so you can look at it. And it's not, some of it is really, it's not real lengthy, and I can put picture, I can just do anything I want with the thing. I really want to do a flip magazine.
Ooh,
those are
yeah.
really hard to do. They're hard to do. I mean, I can do it. It doesn't mean I can't. Just that they take a long time to set them up. But once it's set up, you just fill it in. I mean, you just remove what's there. You have the background. You have the cover. Change the cover. Change what's inside. Boom. And you can take paid ads for it. That's been my desire all along. Because Mystic Living Today was kind of my dark horse. I started it, and I thought, what is this easing thing? Back a long time ago. started it in 1999. It's been around a long. You know, somebody said, my webmaster then said, you're going to write a blog. That's why I was looking at your blog. I said, what is that? Well, you got to put in stuff every day. I said, oh, my God, you must be joking. I'm going to put stuff in every single day? Well, I do, but I have somebody that helps, you know. So, but, you know, it keeps you, it's good for you to do that. It really, really is good. I look forward to looking at everything on your Instagram. And that is Nikki Van De Car on Instagram,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, yes.
Same thing. It's nice having an unusual name because you can always just put your name out. Yeah,
it is. You know, and I oftentimes, you know, I have to post. I mean, I put my name under Star Psychics because I don't want people to get this feeling, oh, you know, I don't want to talk to her. You know, come on. Be real.
Yeah.
I'm not this spooky person that's running this show. I'm very spiritual, spiritual,
yeah.
And I love what I do, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you've got, I'm going to get that book. I'm going to get the chakras. Then you did the Junior Astrologer's Handbook. That just came out too, July 20th, right?
Yeah, that just came out. So that's intended for kids. Kids between the ages of like 9 and 12, thereabouts.
I bet you my granddaughter would like this, and she's 17.
All right, well, great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know she would.
She's really
into all that kind of stuff. So sometimes the range is a little bit, you know, they're a little bit older than you can imagine.
Oh, sure.
You know, because it's lots of beautiful pictures. Tells about, I mean, you're so informative in your books. It's amazing. Now, you know what? I'm a Sagittarius.
Mm.
On the cusp. I'm only 2 degrees. You long for freedom, but you're not an adult. That's the kids. But
yeah.
But yeah, you know, what sign are you, Nikki?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, my moon is in Leo. You see, that's why we get along.
Yeah. My daughter is a Sagittarius.
We
have a lot of fun together.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yes, good together. Fire signs. Oh, yes, let's ignite that fire. Let's create something because you really can. You really, really
can. We
definitely
can. When we fight,
fight. True.
But other
because,
than that.
Because, you know, you have this love, this care for, and you just think of her. She's on the horse, man. She's going to get it done. She's going to take that bow and that arrow, and out it goes. You know, that's what I tell people. Be careful with my bow and arrow. But you're Leo the lion, so you roar. You can roar. But isn't it wonderful what astrology is? Now, why did you do a Junior Astrologer's Handbook?
So I think of astrology as being kind of a useful tool.
It is.
Particularly when, you know, just at that age, at every age, I suppose. But I do remember, like, when I was just kind of turning into a teenager, I was really trying to figure out who I was. How do you even begin to figure that out? Like, what, you know, and I thought that astrology can be really kind of helpful as long as we don't, you know, use it in a limiting way. So one thing that drives me crazy is when people go, oh, you're a Leo, you're such a drama queen. And here's the thing,
exactly.
I'm very much a Leo. I'm not actually a drama queen.
No. You know, and, you know, I have my gal that works for me. She says, well, you always wear your heart on your sleeve and you're vain because of moon in Leo. I am to an extent, but right now, if you looked at me, I just look like a total slob. Now, you know, I mean, I care when I go out the door. But I don't really feel that I'm that vain. I don't like some of the keywords that are attached to some of the signs.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to
be really
think
limiting.
Of it loosely. It's not, you know, set in stone here now, you know. You know, like Leo is fierce. Well, that fierce is that, you know, they get the job done. They can do it. They can do it. You know, and like we talked about the Sagittarius. I mean, we could talk about all the signs because that's what I learned from some very famous astrologers. That's why I know so much. But that's what got me started was astrology. I lost my parents less than 5 months apart of each other, and so I started looking. Why? You know? And she was a Leo, and he was a Capricorn.
Mm.
She was the boss.
Yeah.
That was it. She ruled the roost. And if you think about people and look at them and find out what their signs are, you can kind of see a little bit on the edges. Yeah, you fit that. You really, really do. But I like to look at the good side of all the signs. I don't want to do the negative kind of things. And your daughter, and a Sagittarius, we're usually very optimistic and all of that, but
yeah,
we can also, and how old is she?
She's about to turn 12.
Okay, well, as she gets older, we will tell you things that nobody else can. They think it, but they won't say it.
I know. That is so interesting and very true, because she's very outwardly positive, and then there are still waters run deep. She's got all kinds of things going on underneath that she doesn't really like to talk about. I'm a Leo, so I'm like, these are my emotions. Like, everyone
right.
should know about them.
Right. So, somebody will say, well, gosh, I couldn't say that. And if it's to be said, the Sagittarius will do it.
Yeah.
But then they can be shy. I can be shy.
Yeah,
I can be. And, you know, I mean, you could talk about all the signs. Virgo, oh, my God, they'll drive you nuts because everything has to be just so. And, you know, I learned all of this. I don't know if you ever heard of Ivy Jacobson. She was a lady who used to type all her books. I mean, she typed the pages and take them to her publisher. Well, I got a letter from her. And
oh, wow.
Marcia Mason was the one that sponsored me for the American Federation of Astrologers. I could not have gotten in otherwise. We talked on the phone all the time, and
yeah.
She was the sweetest lady. I learned a lot from her. I've got all her books. I've got all of Ivy's books. But, you know, that's interesting. So you thought that maybe this would be good for the younger folks to learn a little bit about. It kind of tells you what you are, what you're about. My granddaughter is a Cancer. And she'll laugh at me, and I'll say, we'll talk on the phone. Sometimes she can be really moody, and she won't say very much.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where her rising is. I think her rising is in Sagittarius, if I'm not mistaken. And then, like, yesterday I talked to her, and she was like, she wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
You know? But isn't it interesting? All the things that you can learn. This book is going to be wonderful for young people. I'm going to tell you that right now. It really, really is. Then you did the Junior Witches Handbook. I don't have that one.
That was a kind of a first foray into writing for a younger audience. And I really think all this stuff is so useful. And with my daughter, you know, being just that age, I was like, what would I want, you know, what do I tell her? What do I help her with? And how can I put that into kind of a book form that could be useful for other people her age?
She's so lucky to have you, Nikki, because...
We have a lot of fun together.
Well, you should. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and she's adventuresome. She, because I'm describing myself, in a sense.
Yeah.
I really am. But you see, my ascendant is in Capricorn. I can be a workaholic. I can.
Yeah.
So what is her ascendant? Do you know?
Oh, you know what? It's out of my brain right now.
Okay, well, that's how she shows herself to people, to others, is her ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, mine is Capricorn. Oh, give it to Natalie. She can do it. That's why my granddaughter says that. You can do anything, Graham.
You can do anything. Yeah.
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 Yeah, see? And that's why she says that to me, because of my ascendant. I mean, I can teach you how to do something. They're good teachers. But if I see you fumbling and stumbling, I'll say, get up from your chair. I sit down, watch. You watch what
yeah.
I do. Because that's what I do, because I don't like to see people fumbling and stumbling.
Of course.
I like to make sure
hand.
That they have an
yeah.
easy way, you know, good to go and all of that. I know what I want to ask you before I forget. I think you talk about it in your book, about magic bags.
Yes. So I find them to be just sort of a portable physical spell.
Okay.
And they're, you know, I really like, you know, so I can send my daughter off for her first day of school with a little, you know, a little magic bag that we made together that, you know, if she gets nervous or anxious or anything, she just has that there as some kind of support.
I probably should do that for my granddaughter. She's going to be a senior in high school. And, you know, she's very spiritual. She sounds like she would get along, even though she's older than your daughter, but sometimes she'll come over and she'll start talking about things that she sees because she knows I understand. She knows. And she said, why is it I can talk to you so easily? I said, because we're on the same kind of line of how we feel. And
yeah.
It's a nice feeling. So that's why she's so lucky. Your daughter is so lucky to have you. Because you can explain things to her and give her the right information, not learn all of this nonsense that's out there from people. Because she's going to have a great foundation. Really. She really is.
That's
I can tell.
My hope.
She's
getting old enough now that she's kind
of
like,
she's
exploring her own.
Put them on her, in her bedroom and say, here.
Yeah,
which you probably do already.
Yeah, and she's starting to explore her own and investigate, you know, paths that I haven't really gone that far down, and that's really exciting to watch, just the way that she is exploring her own power and her own interests.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so great.
You know, and all of this is reminding me that my granddaughter has a friend, actually my son told me about it, that is very interested in astrology. I'm going to have to, and I thought it would be nice to give them all a little class and give them their charts so they
would
have
cool.
some.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just to sit with them, be around the young people. I just thought of that. You see, you're inspirational. Did you know that? The idea just came to me. Why don't you do that, silly? You know, I know an awful lot, and my son said, you should talk to this one friend of hers. No, I should talk to all of them. They'll learn about themselves, you know, not just one. I mean, you know, my granddaughter has me, but they don't, you know, you want them to learn the right way and get the right information is what it is. And that's what your books are doing. They're giving out the right information. Totally. Now, you've got one, The Calming Magic, Magical Meditations. You've got one on crystals, Magical Places. She's just got so many books here. What I need to do is put you in the bookstore and put everything that you've done, because you've done all of these, and they're very recent. They're not that old. You know what I'm saying?
No, they're not. Yeah.
And they're books that you can pick up 2 years from now. I mean, they're not going to be outdated at all.
Yeah, the intention was to have them just, you know, be always useful. They're not, like, particularly timely. They're just, you know, here's some information, basically, and some support.
So I've heard, now back to the magic bag, I've heard, and I've seen it, is there are people who will take charms of some kind, like, say, for example, what could we use? A little knitting needle or something like that. But they're miniatures and they're made out of silver. Mm-hmm. Not real silver, but you can buy them.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of people putting those in bags. Have you ever heard of that?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. But you'd have to go online to find miniature things like
Or you
symbols
can find
and all that kind of stuff.
You know, a key or
yes.
You know, some jewelry or a feather, you know, just it.
I'm thinking I'm going to do that for my granddaughter. She would really love that. And she's also going to be able to look at some of your books. I'm not going to give them to her, but I'll let her look at them and read them. And plus, you know, she'll get a lot of ideas. Tomorrow she's going to go on the beach and they're going to do this to save things that are in the ocean, and because I'm not far from the ocean, and neither are you though. And
no.
You know, she's did this poster and it's beautiful. I'm encouraged. I mean, I would really like her to go to this school. It's called SCAD. It's in Savannah, which is like 15 minutes from us. It's all about design and architecture and all that. And she just needs to be stimulated. She's really, really talented. But anyways, we're talking about our kids. We should be talking about you. But heck, that's what it's about, right?
That's what it's about. I always end up talking about my kids.
Oh, yes. My son, he's a Capricorn. He's a workaholic.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just, but you know what? If I could find, I always tell him, if I could find a man like him, man, I would grab him. He's just got everything. Oh, sure, he's not that perfect, I'm sure. But to me, his mom, he's perfect, you know.
Yeah,
but my daughter-in-law would laugh about it. Oh, he's not that perfect. And you taught him to be like he is. No, I didn't teach him. It rubbed off on him. You know, osmosis, it just rubbed off on him. But he's very spiritual. He's so giving. I'm just so proud of him. I mean, him and I, when we're together, I mean, we are in the store. We're helping everybody. I mean, they think we work there, but we really don't. And it's hilarious. But I love to do that. I love to do that, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's a nice, it gives you a nice feeling. And so now you have another book, I'm sure, in your head right now that you're going to be doing, right?
It's actually going to come out next year sometime. It's called Potions, and this was just for fun and something I really enjoyed. It's a cocktail book, but it's not just like mixed drinks. It's, you know, you make your own infusions. It's got teas and kombuchas and just all kinds of potions and, you know, some cocktails, because I think we all deserve a little something special at the end of a long week.
Well, we do. I have these little tiny bottles. I like Zinfandel. I can't drink red wine, but I like that. But I also, of course, I love margaritas. Who doesn't like those? Yes, but, these little tiny bottles. And I just put a little, I don't even do a half. Just because. And I only have them for certain things. Now, I haven't been eating chicken because, like, you know, I'm not really I am a vegetarian when you think about it. I don't like stuff like that because of being an activist like I am. I mean, I have pieces of chicken in my freezer, but I took one out last week, and it's always good to have, but, oh, it bothers me. But you can't be like that. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't have stuff like that. I mean, come on. I mean, it's okay, people. Don't listen to me. Don't go off the deep end. But, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can put in your books. I mean, you can talk about foods and all these subjects. Do they just come in your head? I mean, just say, oh, I'm going to write about this, or I'm going to write about that. How do you do
Pretty
that?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Really?
You're
multi-talented.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that. You really, really are. Because you did a thing, like for everybody's heard of feng shui. Well, you've got one on crochet. You've got practical magic. What to knit when you're expecting. The wellness witch. Magical places. I love that. I think I got to get all your books. I mean, my goodness. Because they're nice books, you know. They're not this long, kind of thick book that you have to, you can look at the pictures and feel good, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's not a tome. It's meant to be a pleasing reading experience. Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
They are. They really, really is. And you talk in this last book about flowers and sleep and water and teas and face oil. I'm just kind of briefing through some of this. You've just got so much in here. Cleansing your crystals. Everybody wants to know how to do that. My bathtub is surrounded in crystals. I have big ones, some that were sent to me. They're just, and some of them, I don't know if you know enough about crystals, but they have, what is it called? They're not learning. There's something about them. I can't even think of what it is. I had somebody, I took a picture of it and sent it to her, and she says, well, and it's not the Akashic Records, but it's records of some kind.
I mean, they carry all the
records. It's kind of record keeping for you. Yeah. And but oh, I love them. You know how I started? I was attracted to them because they sparkle. They can sparkle.
I know, just because they're pretty. You know what? That's a good
they're
enough
very
reason
pretty.
To start. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a lot of them down in Florida. You can get them. Oh, you can get them anywhere now. I mean, they're just all over the world, all over the United States and all that kind of thing. I have to ask you before you go, where did you originally come from?
Oh, I'm born and raised in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. And your husband also?
No, he's from the East Coast. So we met in New York, and then about 4 years ago, we moved back here to be close to my family and, you know, it's kind of to, I wanted my daughter to be able to run around in the forest like I did.
Yes. Oh, she's so lucky. My son didn't want to leave. I mean, he said it's always the same. Every day. The thing that surprised him is that the water is cold, like the ocean is cold, compared to here.
Really? Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah, cold
when we
AM,
would go
anyways.
In the Jersey Shore or, at Cape Cod, I was always like, this water is too cold.
And
I would come here
and I would
think
it was...
But
now here in the south, it's warm.
And
that's, it's just like, right now we've got some tropical depressions and stuff. That's always like this because it comes from Africa. But, it comes over warm water. Well, the water here is probably in the 80s. The ocean right now. Oh, yeah, it gets really warm. I mean, we're near 100 and humid. Not like Florida.
Yeah.
We're kind of subtropical. But my son just loved it in Hawaii. He really, really did. He said it's just beautiful
it's
here.
It's lovely. Yeah, it's really precious.
And he's like he said to me, Mom, if you stay on a resort or you even try to find something to eat, but you're going to pay a lot of money. You got to go off the beaten path a little bit. You got to venture out a little bit. He rented a car and took my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law. And, Mom, I would stay here, but you're there. He says, so I can't stay here. I have to come back. I said, well, you can bring me there. I mean, I can bring all my monitors and my computer.
Sure.
I can still
That's
work,
what he did.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can still work.
You can work from anywhere.
You can. That's the beauty of working from home and even doing everything else. I will be in touch with you in email because I want you to do at least write something for the – I want to promote your stuff for you.
Oh, thank you.
You have so much to share. You really do a lot of knowledge, and you're down to earth. You're kind of like, you're not talking like way up there where people don't understand and – They can get so much information.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're very earthy. You're very, and I want people to know what they can get from your books. All of them. We'll list all of them. We'll put all of them in there. Now, I'm assuming they're all on Amazon, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Anywhere books are sold.
I love that statement. Anywhere books are sold. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, you're awesome, and I thank you for being on my show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're just totally great. Maybe next year we'll have you back. But I'll send you something in email, and then once this show is uploaded to the site, I'll send you a link to it so that you have it. And I've had a wonderful time talking to you. I really have.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely.
Yes, awesome. Say hello to your daughter.
I will.
She back in school? Is she back in school?
Yes. She just started. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Are they wearing masks in school?
They are. Yep.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're going to go virtual here where we are. Of course, my granddaughter's going to be a senior, but everybody last year that was a senior, they missed all of the hoopla and all that.
Yeah.
And she said to me, that's the only thing that bothers me. I said, no, it won't bother you because there'll be other things. They do other things for you. I said, you'll still have great memories. You'll have good memories no matter what. Good memories. You make good memories and that carries with you forever and never leaves you. So, okay, lovely lady. I'm so glad you came on my show. And don't forget to go to her site. That's Nikki, NIKKIVANDECAR.com. And there you'll see all of the work she's done, all of the books. And her latest book, of course, is this one about, it's the Witchy Homestead. And I have three of them. See how lucky I am? Well, I'm going to get the rest of them, too. I'm just going to put them on my shelf so I can grab one. I'm going to give this one, or let my granddaughter look at this one, the Junior Astrologers. But you know what one she's really going to like is the journal. And we didn't even talk about this journal that you did, the astrology journal. That,
yeah, it's really lovely.
That was a beautiful idea.
She's
going to really want to take that one from me, probably. Well, we're going to have to fight over it, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, take care. If I ever get to Hawaii, you know, I'll look you up.
That would be great.
Yeah. Okay, have an awesome day.
You too.
6 hours back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have a whole day ahead of you.
My day is just starting. Yep.
Yes, okay. All right, you're very sweet, and I love you dearly, and I will connect with you in email. And for everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, Stars Psychic, Stars with a Z, psychics.com, and Mystic Living Today, of course, and then Planet Stars with a Z. That was my main site. That was the first site, and that's the one that's incorporated. It's Planet Stars, Inc. And that started the whole thing for me, Planet Stars. I used to have rooms on AOL, and I had a room on MSN. Microsoft actually had a community then, but you had to be approved by them. I mean, it was a tightly knit area. You couldn't just get in. I mean, you couldn't just create a room and get in. They had to approve you. And then they closed it down because there were too many predators going into some of these rooms. So not in mine, I've had so many wonderful experiences that brought me to where I am, and I'm very, very lucky and lucky to have somebody like Nikki on my show, and I'm sure she enjoyed it too. But anyways, okay,
yes.
As we always end the show, you know I do it. Believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And with that, I will say goodbye, and I will see you next Tuesday from 1 to 2. I have somebody from Jerusalem that I'm going to be talking to. So with that, we'll say goodbye. Usually I say goodnight because my show's at night. But anyways, take care and be safe now and follow the rules and don't think you can't get something. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Just be safe for everybody. Okay, bye-bye. Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Love you.